What's up, Hav?
What's up, Rosie?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Good. This is weird. Got some
it's
music,
Friday.
Music playing in the background, not the regular intro. People are probably like, what the hell is going on? It is Friday. Friday after this episode is supposed to come out.
You know, there's something about life that just gets in the way sometimes.
Yeah, it's just called life.
And,
life gets in the way of life, doesn't it?
Yeah, we are, for myself, I'm probably in the busiest 2 or 3 weeks of the school year. And life in general, kids' birthday parties and stuff like that. It's kind of been a ringer since Christmas, actually. So
yeah, it hasn't slowed down, has it?
No. So thank you to our viewers and that have some patience, because sometimes we don't always release on the every second Wednesday. So thank you for being patient and you know, sticking with us.
Yeah, seriously, it's one of those things where it's like I'm doing the story of shame on like the Wednesday. Hey guys, no episode today. And then we were gonna be like Thursday, and then Wednesday night came. Yeah, anyways, there's a lot going on. So what's been going on, man? Like we're gonna do. So welcome everybody. First of all, thank you for joining us. We're gonna do a Hangin' with Hoff and Rosie Volume 2 right now. Just give you updates on the show. Give you, because we haven't done this since Christmas. Updates on the show. Updates on. Are busy, why we didn't release this week. And then from there, we will do, we'll talk about like updates on the all of our builds and every crap we got going on. So it's just an update show. So yeah, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, you know, I guess work-wise, I've been coaching curling. So that's been taking, a lot of time. Well, not a lot of time, but it's been a bit of a long season, and we just had our zone competition, and we've got a team going up to Northern Alberta for provincials. So it was a bit of a ringer this week with zone competition and that stuff. And I don't know, just life, I guess. We got a week left until we are on reading week.
Yeah, a week left until we have a big break. It's just, it's so, because on the other side, okay, so if you're listening to this, you're hearing a bunch of teachers talk about how they just got off Christmas break, and then they're excited for this next break that they have, and they're like, oh man, it's been so busy, and then everyone else with a 9-to-5 is like, tell me more about how busy you are. But it is, it's weird, it's different, I don't know. It's tough, man, like, last week, I just started this class. We're in the second week of it, called Intro to the Trades, where we're going to be touching on all the trades. We're going to be touching on all the trades, and just diving into, let's see, automotive, some heavy duty. We're going to be doing some construction and some plumbing and some electrical and maybe some HVAC, and then we're going to go on like 5 shop tours, and that's. It's been a long time coming, and we got a grant, so I was rushing around buying a ton of like equipment and tools, because we didn't have any automotive stuff, and like it was crazy. And then after that first week of that course, then we had our robotics competition up in Calgary, which was this past weekend, and then we just get back, and it was full. Usually like sports and what school stuff is done on Saturday, and then you have Sunday. But we came back. I got back like Sunday at like 5, and then I had to jump back into teaching on Monday. So it's like, it's just a lot. Like you're always on, right? When you're in those trips, like you're working 24/7 because you're a chaperone. You got to be responsible and keep the kids safe, whatever. So then the whole week, and you were doing curling, and you had all sorts of stuff going on yourself. And so all week it was like, plan on recording, and then like, well, can we do it tomorrow? Yeah, oh yeah, for sure, I'm tired too, whatever. The next day, I'm not feeling well, can we do it tomorrow? Yeah, we kept push, and now today, I'll just be completely transparent with everybody. It is 2:52 in the afternoon on Friday, February 9th. And we're releasing this on Friday, February 9th, probably about 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this on the 9th of Friday. Wow, I'm
9th of Friday.
February 9th. This is day of. So, yeah, it's been nice.
Well, I think, you know what I think the busy thing being, I think speaking for shop or trades teachers, however you want to call it, the start of the semester or quarter, and maybe for me, you're on the quarter system, so you get four different startups. So I couldn't even imagine. But for us in the semester system, the new startup of the semester, I think our semester started February 1st, so last Thursday, mm-hmm. And runs till middle of June. And the startup is kind of hard sometimes, because you're setting up, obviously you get a new bunch of kids, new students, which is awesome, but you're having to set up your classroom, your routines, your procedures,
safety.
I'm just this week being gone, I was gone 2 days for curling, so the timing was pretty crappy because I've got students that are almost ready to go in the shop, and then they're doing project planning, and then when you do get back, everybody wants to be gung-ho and starting over your like tool certification or however you start safety in your class. Mm-hmm. In these shop classes can be, because you're on all the time, right? You're going over, obviously doing demonstrations, explaining how to operate. And I guess the stress is quite a bit higher for me the first month, because you've got new students, you got to figure out, who needs help, who needs, a refresher. You're bouncing around all your machines because everybody's new. And it's just, for me, it's a stressful time. So I think on top of having a busy life, the start of the semester too, is a lot. And hopefully there's people out there that, or maybe other teachers who teach this, that can empathize with us. Yeah. But it's,
or
just,
at least,
yeah,
sympathize.
You're on full time. Maybe sympathize? Is that the word?
No. Empathize, I think, means they've gone through it, and sympathize means they just feel bad for you, or they. Like,
maybe we have some listeners who are teachers or who have done it, and maybe a little bit of little
both.
Mix and mingle.
No, you
there,
got
right?
It right the first time. I was just like, okay. Or at the very least, I was like, at the very least, sympathize. Feel bad for us.
So
okay?
I don't know. That gets to be, complaining. It's just mentally taxing, and being gone and having kids that want to get going, like. I've got some really good kids that, don't take very long to get all their safety tests and stuff done, and they're ready to get into the shop, and being gone literally the third and fourth day of the semester, I tend to get my classes going in the shop pretty quick. So that's stressful, being away for 2 days as well. So I don't know, just, I think my body is, I don't know. Like I said, everybody gets tired, and I think my body's kind of being like, hey man, you need to take a break here.
Yeah. As you can
or
probably,
you're running on fumes.
Oh, totally. Right? As you can probably tell, we're both kind of sniffly, and it's just how it is.
I've had this run down, I guess.
I've had this sinus thing that hasn't officially like fully left probably since Christmas. And I'm just
And
it just goes away for a few days, and then I feel a little more, some sinus pressure, and I'm rinsing all this. Anyways, you guys don't need to hear about my sinuses.
This is the importance of taking care of yourself, though. I know we've talked about this on some episodes with mental health and stuff, but even throughout the cold and flu seasons, whatever you want to call them, I think, when you're run down, I think sleep, for me, definitely, and I think for a lot of people, good quality sleep is important. And just being in the headspace to be able to say no, or, hey, you know what? I don't know. I've had opportunities to be able to go out and hang out with buddies, but I'm like, sorry. I'm just too tired. I think the older I get, the more I listen to my body, I start to run down and, working off fumes, I think, as we can probably attest, both of us. Sometimes you just gotta, and even with the podcast, there's I don't want to be lagging through something and try and put out, a crappy episode or a crappy update just because we have to get it done on the Wednesday or whatever. I'd rather, wait, whether, a day or two, apologize for being late again. But That's just how it goes, and I think you just gotta listen to your body and roll with the punches.
Yeah, and I don't know. I like to think that people empathize, sympathize, like people understand, right? And
yeah,
we're trying to be authentic and real too. And anyone who's ever said that they don't get run down and overtaxed with their stuff is, I don't know if I'd believe them. And so, I don't know. It's just, we're trying to be real and authentic, and this is just life. And we've said since day one, if something with our families or whatever comes up, that's number one.
Yeah.
So it is just, yeah. So here we are giving an update. Well,
speaking of authentic, I'm also trying to get dinner prepared for the evening. So
play by play.
Yeah. Any guesses on what's going in the oven for dinner tonight?
Let's see here.
It comes in a blue box.
Comes in a blue box. I was going to guess some sort of roast, but
no roast.
It comes in a blue box. Is it some sort of pasta dish?
Not pasta. It is actually pasta, yeah.
Oh, lasagna. Is it lasagna?
Yeah, chicken lasagna.
A Costco chicken lasagna?
Yep. You actually know, Save-On. Save-On or Safeway. Ooh.
Safeway. Do you guys have Save-On or Safeway? Yeah, you have Safeway in the States, those of you who. What about our Australian listeners? Do they?
I don't think Save-On, though.
Yeah.
Anywho, sorry, I got sidetracked. I have to make sure I get it in because it takes like 2.5 hours to cook from a frozen brick. So,
see? We're just grinding here, you know? This is
just
it.
Grinding.
Well, that was quick. That was longer than I thought it would take, or quicker than I thought it would take.
Yeah. So, what do you got for? I know the last time we kind of talked about different projects we have, what's going on, what projects do you have on the table, or in the garage, and how are they doing?
Well, to get a detailed breakdown, you just have to refer to the last episode because I haven't touched it since. I'm just like, I just wanted to get my goal. I'm scared that I'm not going to be able to reach my goal this year, but that's okay. I really wanted to get it running and driving for summer. And it's just life this is a really busy time of year. Not to mention, so we have the work stuff that's filling up. Not to mention all the stuff with our, you know, families and kids and running around, and we got kids in sports and all these things. We try not to really, like, load that up though, because we don't want to be time poor, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But it's just been busy. So I got on the 51. I'd say 85% fabricated the rear cab mount that goes. It'll attach to the cab. It'll bolt to the cab, and then it comes down and over, and then that mount. So the cab bolts to the mount. It's like this bar thing that I've made. And then the mount will bolt to the factory mounts of the chassis. So then, so everything's boltable, unboltable, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Removable, and I don't know, just in case. I just thought that would be all right instead of just welding it straight. So that's coming along. And once I get that done, then I can just start throwing everything into the cab. I got new head, like 7-inch round LED headlights for it, because I like that brighter light look. I got everything I need, and I also started to like draw out a little bit of where the master cylinder is going to mount. And I put the, actually this is something new, since I kind of mounted, well, I put the steering column in and attach it to the steering column, and then I used a bungee to hang it from the 51 steering column mounts, just to see how it all would look. And it's going to look pretty good. But I think if I had like four solid days of just thrash, and I know we're taking away from what Wayne was talking about when we talked to him and a couple other guys about how, like, and Kevin, I think too, about just like half hour a day. And then that adds up more in the long run than like two full days. But I don't have half this season. That's not available to me anymore in this season of my life. So I might have to just invite a couple buddies over and thrash on this thing. But, and then other than that, oh, I may or may not have, I don't like the word, I don't like saying talked my wife into, but I think we might be buying, like.
You heavily suggested?
Well, I'll just say it and then I'll explain it. I think we might buy a bus and build it and camperize it. So I've been watching these guys online on YouTube all the time. And then we were watching like a couple weeks ago. And because there's all these van builds and bus builds. And I just think that's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And because you could like, yeah. So I'm just sitting there and we were watching this. She's on her, you know, working on whatever, on her phone, whatever she's doing. We're just kind of hanging out together, watching TV. And I'm like, that'd be so cool to like build out a bus. I was like, because you could do, it's a completely blank slate, right? Like you, and it's bigger than a camper, like a trailer. You could build it out. You could have a full-size shower. You could, and you have the control over the floor plan, right? There's no, like, trailers. It's like, oh, I don't like that floor plan. I don't like this. I don't like where the toilet is or whatever. You could do whatever you want. And she goes, yeah, that would be pretty fun. And like that, and I also said like, working on it together and building it as a family and like letting the kids help and stuff. And she's like, yeah, that would be pretty fun. And I'm instantly like, pardon? So that I'm sending her all these buses for sale around our area. Like they're reasonably cheap. This one's pretty cool. It's like a 70.
Now what size of bus are we talking? Are we talking like a 30-foot school bus? Are we talking about an old Greyhound bus? Diesel pusher?
Okay. Yeah, good call. I should probably clarify. I'm thinking of like a cheese wagon.
Okay.
Like a school bus. Okay.
So those would be gas then, right?
Depends on what you do, but there is one. Okay, this is so sick. It's a 79 Chevy bus. So I think I'll send this in the chat. There we go. So it's a 79 Chevy, and they call it a party bus because the owners, they have like, it's gutted. It comes with like four couches, a fridge, and then it's got an awning on it. And on the roof, there's a tee box for golfing.
That sounds wicked.
Yeah. And he wants like $4,500 bucks for it.
Jeez.
And this thing's got, it's got a 350 Chevy, like small block Chevy. And so I don't know how, and it's a manual. And it's low miles, apparently 24,000 miles. And it's, jeez. But I don't know if it's rolled over. He says it's low mileage, but it's a 79. So it's got that like C10 front end.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. Now, I don't know. I didn't even check how big this thing is. But it's like, how many windows? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 windows times, 40 passengers.
Wow.
Right? Because it'll have seats on each side for four.
Yeah. That'd be pretty awesome. You could do bunk beds in there. You could do like a full, a galley kitchen on each side or a long kitchen on one side, full bathroom.
See, your gears are turning, aren't they?
Hey?
Yeah.
I mean, you could do a full-fledged, you could do a Top Golf on the roof, you know?
Oh, yeah. Just, you could pull a Kramer, or a, was it Kramer? Or a George? Yeah, Kramer, where he hits the golf ball into the lake and it plugs a blowhole of a whale. George pretends he's a marine biologist to impress a girl and goes and gets it out. Anyways, so that's, I'm like, okay, that's pretty sweet. And then that would be some, and she even said this. She's like, yeah, it'd be some pretty cool content for the channel and stuff too. I was like, who are, like, yes.
Where do you park this behemoth though? Where are you going to work
at the
on
farm?
That?
At the farm.
Okay.
And then my father-in-law has a little wood shop out there. So he'll be like, I bet you he'd be all over that.
Yeah.
Hey, and then, I mean, I know a guy who's good with the sauce too, right?
That'd be cool. Unlimited, I think, like you said, the blank slate that you could design your own floor plan, right?
Yeah, like some of these ones, man. So, like, you could have a king size bed across the back, and then have like one rack of bunks on one side, and then a bunk, and then below the bunks, like drawers for everyone's stuff, and then that's only half of the bus. Yeah. And then you have like a big butcher block, like, kitchen, and then we'd want like,
and then your full size living room.
Yeah, like it's sweet. People have like big TVs. I mean, we wouldn't have that because we don't like taking screens camping. it's just a thing our family has. We both agree to that. So, but we would also like to, and it would save on space. But well, maybe we'd like to have like a outdoor kitchen kind of thing that we could like fold out. So it looked like it had some storage underneath. Like those are the best ones. You know, the buses where you have, and then that's where your water tanks will go if you do that. And that's where all your stuff. So we could have like a slide out and fold up like kitchen area outside. Cause we like to cook outside, but then you can buy those, you can get those, propane from any like vintage, like motorhome camper, just like the all-in-one propane oven stove thing.
Yeah.
And they're like maybe 2.5 feet wide, you know, so they'd fit in there and you can, there's a bunch of people who do that or even get enough electrical for, you know, have like an air fryer and a toaster oven. Like who cares?
You could do a nice big rollout. I'd call it like a drawer or a platform. If you've got the storage, roll it out, drop a couple legs down and there would be like your kitchen that you could have everything there.
Out the back.
Out the back or out the side, wherever the storage is on them. I know the newer motorhomes have a lot of the stuff that, you know, the outdoor kitchens that I think there's like a door that opens would be the roof. But if you did a pullout, you could do like a big ball bearing drawer that had all your cooking utensils and appliances. And
oh, yeah. And what's really cool, too, is these. Oh, yeah, this doesn't have. It's got like a box, I'm assuming, for like batteries and there's no other storage. But. On this particular one, anyhow. But some of them do. But I've seen other people, too, where they'll mount, like, a propane tank or some of these buses run on propane, too, right? And so they'll be, you can weld or they'll cut, like, a flap, like a door, and put hinges on it, and then you could still make that storage underneath if you really wanted to, right? Slide it back or whatever. But now your head's, you know, you're thinking, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
And... why couldn't it be a mobile studio?
Hey, oh, yeah.
We could go down and meet some people, have some events, and just record. If we go down to, like, I don't know, somewhere. And another thing I thought of, too, because it's a small block Chevy in there. We LS swap it. We go to LS Fest.
Burnouts?
Oh, yeah. On top of burnouts? Yeah. Dually burnouts. Like, well, it'd have to be a pretty powerful LS because that thing would be heavy. But I love the fact that it's a 79. It's like, it's got that C10 grill. Like, it's a C10 bus, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's
and
cool.
Nice and easy to work on and probably get parts for, right? Dime a dozen.
Yeah, it's a small block, just a small block Chevy. I don't know. So that's exciting. It's not for sure. Well, I don't know. It might be. But it'll happen when it's supposed to happen. No, I don't want to rush this one.
Yeah.
But it's pretty cool. Because she's like, oh, yeah. And she's just thinking about, like, storage. And so she's getting her kind of excited about it, too. And I'd love to build something with my wife. I think that'd be pretty fun. And you,
so the bus,
well.
So the bus is going to be the cheap part, right? Building it and acquiring everything you got to put in there.
Well,
water, heat.
So I have, thanks to Vivor, we have a couple of diesel heaters.
Yeah.
I think that from what I've been seeing, the most expensive part is going to be wood and it's going to be like the electrical system.
Yeah.
I think. But some people go, it depends on how crazy you want to get with it. Because you can get nuts and then these people who do that kind of stuff, they like live in it full time, right? And I don't really want to do that. But at the same time, like, I'd like to be able to, if we wanted to, as soon as that last bell rings at the end of the, right before summer, drive it to school and load up and get the hell out of Dodge. And you're gone for a month, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
But everywhere you'd go, there'd be a place to probably plug in. So I don't know if I'd want I wouldn't need solar for that. Like, I'd be plugging in. And so you could have a couple batteries, but and you can get like inverters. We have like two or three whatever volt batteries, and then you invert it to 110, and then you can run your, you know, Instant Pot. That's what she said. Katie's like, well, maybe we'll just, all we need is an Instant Pot and an air fryer, like, really, and like a little Coleman propane stove. Like, what else would we need? And so I want to be careful how elaborate or how crazy we get with it, but at the same time, it's going to take a couple years, but like, I don't know. Yeah. I think that'd be so fun.
That'd be pretty wicked.
And design it on like Fusion or SketchUp or something and just, I think that'd be cool. Anyways, that's what's new for me. What about you? Builds and what do you got going on?
I don't have a lot of new projects. If you go back to our rails there, I guess I threw the Borla, is it the XR1 muffler on my truck, which is a 2016 Sierra with the 5.3 in it. Mm-hmm. I kind of went down a rabbit hole in November.
Oh, yeah, you did.
and by a little, I mean probably a big rabbit hole. I had the truck paid off. I think the last payment was October. We bought it back in the day when interest rates were at 0%. So that was wonderful, you know. So
yeah, what's that like?
It was wonderful. So anyways, truck's paid off. I was noticing a little bit of getting a little bit unhappy with some of the drivability items. I'm not trying to push a ton of power through this thing, but I wanted to increase the drivability, and the AFM, active fuel management, was really starting to get a little bit clunky, you know, coming down some hills, trying to merge onto the highway. It was just really clunky with some of the shifts, and you'd go to kind of step on it to, you know, get up and go, and it was just a little luggy and stuff. So then I went down the rabbit hole of tuners and stuff, and I had a 99 Sierra that I had a Super Chips tuner on, and I noticed a pretty decent gains from that. I think I had a cold air intake on it, and it was the, you know, the 87 stock tune, the 91. I think there was a tow tune, and then the mile per gallon booster. And I was still really young back then, so I just always put it up to 91 octane. And
did you ever use valet mode?
So anyways, I went on to a bunch of the Sierra forums, and it seemed like a lot of people were running the Intune i3 from Diablo Sport. So again, what do I do to it? I was thinking about putting a cold air intake on, and then doing the tune and exhaust and all that stuff. And again, I'm trying to do this on a budget because I didn't want to throw a lot of money at it. I just wanted kind of a quick and affordable way to increase the drivability, because it's probably one of our main vehicles that we use when we ever go on holidays or go on a road trip, because we do have so much stuff. And if we take our dog, we've got a prison for him, a big crate that he can't break out of that takes up a third, probably a quarter of the box.
The thing's a beast, so, by the way, not the dog, the crate. Like
that's because we have probably one of the smartest dogs. We've probably been through, I'd say, 3 or 4 crates he's either broke or gotten out of. And back when he was a bit younger, he actually got out of some stuff and wrecked some walls. So now we got I think it was made in Idaho. I think it picked up in Spokane, and it was they have a warranty where dogs can't get out of them. So it's pretty up there. He's older now and doesn't do that. So
this thing's like Fort Knox.
Yeah. I'm tempted to get rid of it, but anyways, we use our truck. We do quite a bit of traveling. So I went through all the forums and did the checklist. I was really, I was hell bent on getting the air intake and all that. And then I decided to just put a drop-in K&N filter in it and the Diablo Sport Intune i3. And I also got in contact with Lewis Eaton, who does custom tunes for, I believe it's 07 to 21 Sierras. He goes by Diablo Tune online. So he's got a website. You can buy tuners and stuff. So it was really cool. Actually, I think you helped me. I was a little bit nervous the first time because I'm not really into the automotive stuff. I don't know a lot of stuff, but I can watch a video and figure a few things out. So one night after we were recording, we put the 87 stock tune in and took it out for a little drive. I think I increased the throttle boost a bit, and I was like a kid again. I had a big grin on my face, and I was like, this is awesome. You know, kind of just.
He's like, oh my gosh. Even the throttle response, right? Because all drive-by-wire, and you do that throttle booster, and it's way more responsive. And then you rip, then you've stomped it, and you're like, oh my gosh. And then that was before it like learned, right?
Yeah. So anyways, Lou there, he wants you to put on, I think it's 150 to 200 miles before you log some data and send him the data log from your vehicle. So I played around with that. Again, we're in winter here in southern Alberta, so we had a few snow dumps. It got cold. It's got to be above zero. So anyways, that was right before Christmas. I took it out to BC, and we had a couple nice days, and I was able to, me and my brother went out and took it for a little rip, and tuned, or I guess data logged it, sent it to Lou, and he sent me, I got a custom 87 and a 91 tune, and he sent that, I think, the day after Boxing Day. So I was able to just get it in, and then winter hit in BC. So it was a little bit kind of, you know, I could tell a pretty big difference again just from that. But again, it takes, you know, however many miles to relearn everything. And that it kind of went down that rabbit hole. And even just with the stock tune before getting the custom one, when we drove out to BC, we had probably a 90 kilometer an hour wind, headwind. And typically driving that, it would be searching for gear. So fifth and sixth gear, it would always be kind of, you know,
it would just hunt,
gearing down. Yeah. And you know, when you go to step on it a bit or pass, cause we have a twin highway here. So the speed limit's 110. So what is that? Like 65 miles an hour. And sometimes, you know, going to pass people, it would take a little bit. And even with the stock tune, it was just holding power. It wasn't searching gears, and it was awesome. The drivability was through the roof. I was just from the stock tune from Diablo Sport, I was like, holy crap, this is a brand new truck. And now fast forward to having a month and a half on
old Lou's tune.
On Lou's tune. And for the most part in southern Alberta here, we've had
it's been 15 warm.
Degree weather kind of since Christmas. Yeah. We've had a couple cold snaps and stuff, but it's blown my mind. At first my wife was like, why are you doing this? You're not in high school anymore. And you know, I don't want a really loud truck.
Loser.
I want to improve the drivability of this darn thing. Cause I'm going to be keeping it for another probably 7 or 10 years, probably till I drive it in the ground. So, since coming back from BC and having some dry roads and being able to check it out, the thing just goes.
That's sweet.
Which is nice. And again, I'm not just trying to, you know, pump horsepower into it, but I really wanted the firmer shifts on it, the throttle boost.
Yeah, I really wanted the gas mileage. That's the whole thing.
No. And then just a little bit more power at your foot. And it's been, probably the best money, or I guess budget friendly add-on I could have done. And I haven't been able to. So after you're done doing the custom tune, he wants you to do a wide open throttle data log, send that to him so he can, I guess, double check air fuel ratio or mixture and all that. So I haven't been able to done that yet. And then when we get into spring and it gets a bit nicer, I'll probably throw the 91 on. Of course, you have to run 91 octane, a little bit more expensive. So I'll probably try and get that done. But yeah, there is actually, I raced a, not raced, but we kind of like, and again, we weren't flying through the city.
Down in Mexico.
Yeah. We were like one of the
allegedly.
Yeah, one of the guys I coach with, curling. It was, we had a staff meeting one day and it was like, we were going to a Bonspiel. And I said, I'll race you up there because we wanted to get up there before the game to have a drink. And so, you know, nothing crazy going through the town. And we get to the last light before the curling rink. And I get over to the other lane. He's in a Jetta, newer Jetta.
Diesel, a lot lighter.
Yeah, and I just look over at him, kind of waiting for the light. I've been waiting for this moment for probably 3 or 4 weeks just to see what it's like to, you know, see what it's like off the start. The light turned green, and I walked on it and just started squealing the tires. I think I got up to 65 or something, but it was just, oh, I had a grin the whole time. So it's been a fun journey.
That's awesome.
I think I dived into the forums way too much, and I know I was talking to you a bunch and texting back and forth, and I just, when I go into something, I tend to throw all my time and resources and
you
make sure
to do
I'm
it
doing
right.
Yeah, you know, but everybody's got an opinion, so yeah, that's kind of what I've been doing with that. And like I said, in the spring I'll throw the 91 tune in it, and I'm actually excited to see what it's like towing our boat. We've got a 21-foot Malibu Sunsetter, an older wakeboard boat that weighs about 4,000 pounds, a little bit more, and you can definitely feel it behind it, but I'm excited to see how that thing tows, and even going up some of the passes into BC, it just, yeah, it's a refreshing drive now, say the least. So.
Well, and you get tired of it, you know, it's just the same old same, and you got the muffler too.
Yes. Yeah, so everything, and it's not too loud. It's just the right amount of noise, and knows that and I know that there's a V8 under the hood, and you know it's not this silent assassin. So,
and it doesn't switch to 4 cylinders every once in a while.
Well, yeah, and I disabled that, so yeah. It's just sweet. It's been fun, and I'm slowly looking at what else to do because it is getting up there, and I think I got 157,000 kilometers, so I'll probably have to do some shocks and probably be asking you for some help on some stuff, but I like to learn and try and do some more stuff on my own to obviously keep costs down a bit, and more so to kind of get on the tools and learn a little bit more on the auto side, because it's not a strength of mine that
well,
I
that's
have.
Just it. I help you with auto and you help me with woodworking.
Yeah.
I thought about buying IKEA cabinets for the bus, and then I was like, Hoff would be very offended.
Not really. Oh, okay. I don't know. We got a loft bed for my daughter from IKEA with the desk underneath, and it wasn't bad. I mean, yeah, the stuff's knockdown furniture, so totally different than what I'm used to. But for the price point, I mean, why not just put something in there to start with?
Fair
something
enough.
That's affordable, right? And then down the road, if you want to replace it, great. Or we can do custom cabinets right from the start if you want. I mean, I'm good with whatever, but IKEA's not that bad. If you're trying to buy on a budget, depending what it's used for, I think IKEA has a place in for anything, really, you know, but
I think
it just depends on
this
your
is
needs.
Gonna be a budget build for sure.
Yeah.
Have to get some pallet wood and that'd be cool.
Hey? Apple boxes.
Yeah. crates, the whole nine. All right. So, anything else to update these guys on?
No,
we got some cool plans. We're not gonna. Yeah, cool plans and some cool guests coming up. That's all we're gonna say about that. But we're really excited about this year.
Our merch store is still up and running, so if you want to get yourself a shirt, hoodie, hat, toque. I guess we're maybe getting out of toque season here soon. But
what's a toque? What's a toque? Eh?
A beanie. We've got coffee mugs, there's sandals, notebooks. If you want to give our merch store a view, we can link to that in the bottom show notes here. And I think we got some cool things coming down the pipes in the next couple months once we kind of get out of our busy season. And we're kind of excited to, we don't want to be too early with the news, but we're excited to share some cool stuff that we've got planned here in the next few months.
Yeah, it's gonna be sweet, and I'm just hoping, we can thrash and get my truck running. I'm really hoping. I'd love to have it done for July, but
yeah,
or at least like running like jalopy style. Like, just, I don't even care. It doesn't even need to have a box on it. I don't even care. I just want to drive it, and whatever. We'll bolt like some pallets to the frame, and it'll look like a flat deck or something. I don't care. I just want to drive it.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, other than that, I think that's it. Hey.
Yeah. That is, I think, our update right now.
So thank you for everyone for listening, for sticking with us. One last thing. One favor to ask. We've kind of been talking about it a little bit, but if you could please, if you like the show, if you could please share it with someone, or it really helps us if you go and do it like a review, or like a, do a review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, or do a rating. We just want to get the show into more ear holes this year. Again, we just want to like build the community. Yeah. And if you could do that for us, we'd really appreciate it. Cause this community is growing, and we'd like to keep it growing, and we're just really excited about it. There's so many, you guys are just awesome. Like, just the notes we
the support,
receive.
The messages.
Yeah. Like, hey guys, we really appreciate, like, this is, your podcast has helped me really like get off my ass and do something, or, you know, like there's been a number of those, and we're just talking. So that gives us more of a zeal for like the purpose of this thing too.
Mm-hmm.
And so if totally. We can keep growing it and build the community and help each other out, and I think it'd be really cool. So we'd really appreciate it if you could do that for us. But yeah, other than that, keep listening. Look for next episode is, I'm not going to tell you who it is. We're really excited for it though. And then other than that, we have some cool things to come, like Hoff mentioned, but we'll talk to you. We'll tell you about those things later. That's the worst.
Is it time to sign out now?
I think so.
Hoff and Rosie signing out.
You're looking a little tired.
I'm starting to.
If you haven't kind of picked up on this, Hoff's at his house and I'm at mine, and he didn't want to leave the comfort of his man cave.
AKA bed. That's right. I'm got my feet up on.
I
the
wasn't
bed right
sure
now.
If you wanted me to say anything. Side note: I watched the Royal Rumble for the first time in probably 28 years.
Last time was probably Jake the Snake and Hulk Hogan.
probably. Man, I don't know. It didn't deliver. I wasn't. WrestleMania though. I don't know. That's coming.
I think wrestling's changed in general. From if you grew up watching WWF in the 90s. Late 80s, early 90s, late 90s, I think it's a total different ball game now, and it's hard to watch because I grew up watching that stuff with my dad.
Me too. That's why I wanted to watch it.
You know, like, oh, my grandma would take me to the gas station. We go rent Royal Rumble, whatever.
Oh yeah, the VHSs.
Throw it in the VHS, and I just it was just a really. I had a bunch of wrestling figurines that I played in the sand with the Ninja Turtles, and. It's just totally different. I don't know who it's more of a show now, and I don't know. It's hard to watch, different. But there's still those, you know, like The Rock. I think isn't he supposed to be coming into the,
I think he's going to be doing WrestleMania.
WrestleMania, you know, like there's some, I don't know, Stone Cold Steve Austin, you know, all those pioneers. Those guys, it was a cool time to,
attitude
I feel
era.
Sorry for people who weren't around when wrestling was wrestling back in the, you know, 80s and 90s. Yeah. Bret Hart.
Oh, all those, you know, Shawn Michaels, all those guys.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why I wanted to watch it, because I know in the past, the Royal Rumble, how that works, you know, how there's like a new person coming into the ring every minute or five, is it minute? No, 5 minutes or something. I forget. And then usually in the past, there's been some like comebacks, or like someone would come in who you haven't seen in years. And it would just be like a fan, you know, something to get the fans going. And it'd be like, I don't know, like Roddy Piper came in one time. I was watching some old ones. And And then they come in, they get tossed around, and then they get tossed out of the ring. And it's just, like, cool. But there was none of those. But there was one. There were two. But there were guys, they're like, this guy hasn't been here in 5 years. And everyone lost their mind. I'm like, who's this guy?
Who is it?
Oh, man. It was funny. Anyways, side note.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you, everyone, for listening. We hope this update, you know, I hope you enjoyed this update. And
hopefully you get to know a little bit more about us, and we kind of would like to work on that this year, is, you know, doing these updates and, you know, getting ourselves out there and, you know, but you know what we're doing, because we have a lot of guests on the show, and it's always, and that's an awesome part, but I think sometimes it's cool to share what we're doing, and because we're inspired from this show, not only talking with our guests and inspiring other people, but for our own selves. And it comes down to time sometimes, and lots of times we don't have time to get our projects done like we've been talking about, but we're still inspired to get out there and learn stuff too. So it's been a pretty cool journey.
It's been really good, and I'm excited. And like, I got a couple things, we talked about it before, but I got some wireless mics now for when we start doing more video for the channel or whatever it is. So there's some fun stuff coming, but in the meantime, we'll follow the links to the things that we mentioned. I forget what we mentioned, but we mentioned some stuff. Follow the links in the show notes. And we'll see you guys in the next one. Thanks, Hoff.
Thanks, Rosie.
Take care, guys.